160. The Cowpens, 1781. General Greene was now sent to the South to take charge of the resistance to Cornwallis. A great soldier and a great organizer, Greene found that he needed all his abilities. His coming gave new spirit to the survivors of Gates' army. He gathered militia from all directions and marched toward Cornwallis. Dividing his army into two parts, he sent General Daniel Morgan to threaten Cornwallis from one direction, while he threatened him from another direction. Cornwallis at once became uneasy and sent Tarleton to drive Morgan away. But the hero of many hard-fought battles was not easily frightened. He drew up his little force so skillfully that in a very few minutes the British were nearly all killed or captured. 161. The Guilford Campaign, 1781. Cornwallis now made a desperate attempt to capture the Americans, but Greene and Morgan joined forces and marched diagonally across North Carolina. Cornwallis followed so closely that frequently the two armies seemed to be one. When, however, the River Dan was reached, there was an end of marching, for Greene had caused all the boats to be collected at one spot. His men crossed and kept the boats on their side of the river. Soon, Greene found himself strong enough to cross the river again to North Carolina. He took up a very strong position near Guilford Courthouse. Cornwallis attacked. The Americans made a splendid defense before Greene ordered a retreat, and the British won the Battle of Guilford. But their loss was so great that another victory of the same kind would have destroyed the British army. As it was, Greene had dealt it such a blow that Cornwallis left his wounded at Guilford and set out as fast as he could for the seacoast. Greene pursued him for some distance and then marched southward to Camden.